I was just going through Jeff Walker's new edition of his book Launch, the updated and expanded edition, which, by the way, right now is the number one book on Amazon for the marketing for small businesses category. And, you know, like any good marketer, any good content creator, I mean, it's my responsibility to you to constantly keep my saw sharp, keep my sword sharp. And so something as big as Jeff Walker's product launch formula, I should certainly stay on top of any new content that he's putting out about it. Well, two big things jumped out at me that I want to make sure that I share with you about this book. And one of them really makes for a much better just tangent intro to this episode. And the other will end up being the main topic of the episode. So the main topic is going to be the four-part sideways sales letter framework from launch and from the product launch formula. And I have a lot of reflections on it, not just like as part of the launch process, which it's very valuable there, and I'm not gonna like steal Jeff's teaching on it. I'm gonna share some reflections on it, but also how that framework itself is a very powerful framework, even if you're not following the product launch formula. So we'll cover that, the four-part sideways sales letter framework, very shortly. But the other thing that jumped out at me is in the introduction, and this jumped out at me the first time I read the book as well, to the point where I actually wrote an article that has gotten a lot of attention on Google. The title of the article was "How Product Launch Formula Guru Jeff Walker is Manipulating Launch Book Buyers." And of course, it's kind of a clickbaity title. But basically, I broke down how in his origin story, in the launch book, Jeff does a really good job of manipulating our emotions to get us to buy into the whole launch process and the whole product launch formula. And in that book, like he really comes across as this like aw shucks everyday guy who's discovered this amazing thing that can completely transform your life. And I think a lot of that is true, but also on one level, while Jeff is this aw shucks everyday ordinary guy, he's also a marketing genius. Like he's very, very smart about creating this product launch formula in a way that taps into these everlasting principles and strategies of marketing and creating a system out of that that is very easy to use. But what jumped out at me this time, so going through that exact same story, because the story hasn't changed much from the last edition of the book to this one, was that he basically followed my six-step belief shifting framework. Now, I'm not saying that Jeff followed my six-step belief shifting framework when he wrote the story, like he didn't sit down with it, but the framework itself, I came up with it out of like this kind of universal recognition of how our beliefs must shift in order for us to really buy into something. And Jeff knows all of these belief shifting lessons, I guess, from marketing. And so when he sat down and he wrote his origin story in the launch book, naturally he's going to follow very much the same process. And what struck me is that even though I didn't consult his book at all, I didn't consult how he wrote his origin story when I put together the content for the six-step belief shifting framework, it is pretty much a perfect match. Like if you go through the training, which is part of BTMS Insiders, I'll link to it in the description of this. If you go through the six-step belief shifting framework training, and have that framework sitting in front of you, and you have Jeff's launch book sitting in front of you, and you read through his origin story at the beginning of the book, you're going to see pretty much one for one, like this is how he's doing each of those different elements. And I thought that was kind of fun going through it again. So with that long tangent of an intro done, let's dive into the main content of this episode, which is Jeff's four-part sideways sales letter framework from the product launch formula and the launch book.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
Okay, so in the product launch formula, in Launch the Book from Jeff Walker, he talks about this idea of a sideways sales letter. And so throughout modern history of direct marketing, what has basically become the go-to, like, defining format for direct marketing was the sales letter. And, you know, offline, online, whatever. And, like, the reason it works is it's this one-to-one communication, which builds a lot more trust than like, something positioned as, like, from a corporate voice or whatever. It's positioned like a letter, like one person writing a letter to another, but it's structured like a sales message. And it goes through the buying decision-making process that somebody has to go through to buy into something enough to buy whatever product or service it is that's being offered, right? And so the sales letter is like the format. And after the, like, traditional sales letter came out, people started innovating on that. And so similar structure is used to write, has been used to write print ads, like, that appear in magazines and newsletters, newspapers. Similar structure has been used to write different types of direct mail pieces, such as, like, magalogs, such as issue logs, such as, like, all of these different formats of direct mail that still fundamentally rely on this, like, human-to-human communication. And then online, of course, number one, the sales letter was just put online. And then after that, it was built on, and so a sales letter was turned into a video sales letter. It was turned into, like, a docu-mercial, which is like a documentary that sells like a commercial, or like a talking head video where it's two people talking to each other, but really still they're following the structure of the sales letter. And there have been lots of different ways that the same fundamental idea of this, like, sales pitch that's designed to get someone to take action at the end of it can be put into different media, right? And into different formats. What I really like about the product launch formula is that Jeff said, hey, we don't even have to do it as, like, a 10,000 word letter, or we don't have to do it as a 60 minute video script. We don't have to do it as one of those things. What if we took the same thing and we actually dripped it out over time? So instead of people being expected to consume, you know, the single message top to bottom, what if we said, oh, well, here's the first part of it, and here's the next part of it, and here's the next part of it, and here's the next part of it. And we went through that process through time and gave people the opportunity to consume part one, and consume part two, and consume part three, and consume part four, etc. And what if we, in doing that, found a way to, like, integrate the whole principle that campaigns tend to work better than a single message? And so what if we created this whole event-based campaign out of it? What if we created a big event around the marketing and around the release of our sideways sales letter? And there are so many details and nuances and recommendations and frameworks, etc., that go into the product launch formula that I'm not going to repeat at all in this, and that you are better served by, number one, picking up Jeff's book, Launch, from Amazon. I am an Amazon affiliate. I am not a Jeff Walker affiliate. So I'm going to link you to the book on Amazon. You can certainly find it through Jeff or find it through other sellers. And I'm also, like, I'm not a Jeff Walker affiliate, but I will say that if like, you get super excited about product launch formula, you know, you could do worse than investing in product launch formula and the training that Jeff offers on it. So that said, I want to come back to, like, this core sales message structure, this core sideways sales letter structure that Jeff put together that really so much of the product launch formula is based on. So just for a little bit of context here is that the typical, like, most archetypal product launch formula product launch is going to involve three main pieces of pre-launch content followed by one main launch sales message, right? And Jeff structured his four-part sideways sales letter framework around how do you, like, what does piece one of content cover? What is piece two? What is piece three? What is piece four? And honestly, like, if you're writing a sales letter, or you're writing an autoresponder sequence, or you're whatever it is, like, the different ways that you can deliver this message, the same fundamental, like, belief shifting structure applies. And so I want to honor that and reflect on it and share it with you here today. And again, encourage you that if you do want to go deeper, like check out the link to the Jeff Walker launch book on Amazon. It's a very affordable way to get the gist. Like the way that Jeff describes it in the book is it's like buying the college textbook. And you could go through his product launch formula training, and that's like the college course, right? And the textbook is cheaper than the course. But the product launch formula as it's presented in the book is enough that and people have built entire businesses or had successful business launches, product launches based on just reading the book. And so the way that the product launch is structured is based around this four-part sideways sales letter formula or framework. So part number one, which he presents as pre-launch content one, is the opportunity. It's the opportunity for more pleasure or less pain. And my notes on this is basically what you need to convey to your prospect is, hey, this change, like there is a change that if you're paying attention to this message, you want this change. And I need to let you know that it's possible, right? I need to let you know it's possible to launch a successful business. I need to let you know it's possible to have this health condition, this positive health condition or positive health transformation. I need you to know that the change you want of this better relationship is possible, right? Introducing, saying this opportunity exists. It's possible. Here's what you need to know about it, including maybe like, here's what you need to know about making it possible for you, right? So there's typically going to be like these are the three pillars of like the things that you need to understand. If you want to make this change come true, here's the things that you need to understand. And there's some value delivery here. And then the message, like the takeaway message from this opportunity message is I want to help you create this change. I want to help you create this change. And so, of course, you're going to want to engage with future content. Like I said, this doesn't have to be a sideways sales letter. It doesn't have to be a product launch like that you put out with the three pieces of pre-launch content. This is a great way to open any kind of sales message. You have an opportunity for more pleasure or less pain. And then what comes next? What comes next is the transformation, or as I wrote in my notes here, the transformational benefits. And so, like solving the problem is one thing. Like solving a very specific problem is one thing. So I'm going to help you achieve more income off this. I'm going to help you achieve this monetary gain. I'm going to help you have this health situation resolved. I'm going to help you have this, like figure out what to do for this relationship situation, right? And there's this short-term idea of like the things that like the immediate evidence of the problem being solved, right? And that's what a lot of marketers tend to focus on. But what a really good marketer will tend to focus on is how does the ability to solve that money problem or that health problem or that relationship problem, how does the ability to pursue this opportunity transform the person's life over the longer term? And so my notes on this are like, here's what life is like once you've made the change, right? So you get into the transformational benefits. This is what's going to happen looking forward. Here's all the ways your life will be better as a result of this opportunity. And really help to paint a picture of what that ideal scenario looks like. And the takeaway is I will help you get started with this change. So you want this future scenario, you want this transformation to take place in your life. I'm here to help you get started with it. And then we get to the third part of this four-part sideways sales letter, which is also the third piece of pre-launch content, and it's about ownership. Ownership of the change. So you take them from, again, going back to the beginning, take them from, hey, there's this opportunity for more pleasure or less pain. And here's the next step is here's what the transformational benefits are gonna look like. Here's how your life changes. And then it is, you're getting them into this mental state. And I really love what Jeff does here, because at this point, he actually says, don't start making your offer. And I've internalized this for my copy for a long time. I tend to not start making an offer in my marketing message until basically I've convinced someone that they need whatever it is that I'm going to say, right? Whatever I'm going to offer, you need it. And now I'm going to tell you what that is. And that's what Jeff is doing here. He's getting this third piece of content or this third part, if you're going to do it in one piece of content, is about getting someone to take ownership of that change, getting someone to take ownership of the opportunity, getting someone to take ownership of the transformation prior to actually presenting it as an offer. And so my notes here are, I want to help you commit to this change. I want to help you achieve this change. And even better, I want to help you experience this change faster, easier, and more beneficially, more profitably than you might even expect. So like I can help you not just get this change, but I can help you get this change faster, easier, more profitably. And then finally, the takeaway from this segment is, if you're serious about this, I'm serious about helping you. And so what this does, and typically at the very end of this content, the way that Jeff has it structured is where you start to give a hint, I guess, that, hey, this is going to be an offer. Like, I'm going to make an offer here, right? If you're serious about this, I'm serious about helping you. I'm going to make an offer, and you're going to have an opportunity to work with me to achieve this change with more certainty, faster, easier, more beneficially, more profitably. Like, I'm going to give you this opportunity. And so up until this point, you have not really presented an offer, and you've gone through, you know, here's your opportunity. Here's the transformation that's going to take place. Here's like you taking ownership of this. And then, and all of that is the pre-launch content, the way that launch is structured. And again, I would recommend that you get the book if you like want to go deeper into that and really start to understand, like, on a more like technique and tactical level, how is this all structured? And Jeff even goes deeper into like how to structure, like a bullet points of like how to structure each individual message. And it does go into more detail than I'm covering here. I'm just giving like the feeling and like the general messages that you want to convey. And like, if you were to do this in an extended sales letter, how you might use this in that context as well. But once you've gone through those three things to really get someone to the point where they're like taking ownership of, yes, I'm going to seize this opportunity, I'm going to experience this change, that's when you give them the opportunity to enroll. This is really the offer section, right? Enrollment in the change. And so you say, hey, I'm here. Like, we ended the last one with, if you're serious about this, I'm serious about helping you. And here we say, I'm here to help you create the change. Here's how to get started. Here's everything I've put together for you. And basically, you lay out the offer and you get them to take action. And of course, it's going to be even better. Like, if you're following the product launch formula, you're going to give them a deadline. There's going to be scarcity and urgency involved. And so you're getting them to take action that way. But this is the point where you lay out the offer and you just say, here, this is everything I've put together to help you. Now, I will say, like, I have some additional notes about this. Basically, that one of the things that I really admire about Jeff is, even as he like plays down his brilliance as a marketer, the one thing that he never forgets is he goes back to the fundamental principles and strategy, and they are on point. And he does a great job of creating a proven system around those principles and strategies that is so simplified that it's very easy to use. So, you know, my joke, my clickbaity headline about him manipulating people, he in a way gives you a model that it's so easy to use that even that aw shucks Jeff Walker could succeed with it. And the reality is that he's got lots of people who are succeeding with it as well. Now, I think the great thing about it is, like I was talking about, you know, sharpening the sword or sharpening the saw, that all the marketing training that you do, including like the copywriting and marketing foundations and BTMS insiders and all the different frameworks that I offer there, like, it all is additive or even exponential. Like, you learn this thing and then you learn this thing and there's some cross-pollination of ideas there, and you learn this thing and you learn this thing, and all of these things start to add up, and it makes you a much more dynamic and much more adaptable and much more effective marketer by being able to pull from all these different systems. And so I would absolutely say that even if you like had a lifetime subscription to BTMS Insiders, and even if I were to do some product launch formula training inside there, to also be able to get that from Jeff, or even if you're going to like full on committed to Jeff, but how do you write an offer? Like how do you structure a sales letter? How do you write emails? How do you do all of that? Like all of that is at BTMS Insiders, right? And the other thing is, since I talk to a lot of copywriters who are looking to grow their businesses, I would say that this can be a great framework to use in working with clients. So you could be a product launch copywriter, product launch consultant, product launch manager. And, it was kind of a heyday when Jeff was really coming out with the earliest versions of Product Launch Formula, that you could become like a first mover product launch copywriter and be wildly successful. But I will say, like, even today, with this being number one on the marketing for small businesses list on Amazon and high up in other categories as well, there are people who are discovering this for the very first time who are going to be looking for people to help them with this. And so if you are a copywriter, if you're a consultant, if you're an agency, and it appeals to you to dive into this and get really good at it, hey, I mean, this it could be an idea to have this in your toolbox, or have this be more positioning. Like if you were to go through Jeff's entire training program, you could be a full-on product launch copywriter. I've been through Jeff Walker's training. And yeah, there's certainly abundant opportunity for that type of skill set today. I know some very well-paid copywriters who have focused on this, and they're not Jeff Walker, but they are able to create a sustainable service business by understanding and implementing the Jeff Walker principles as taught in Launch, the book, and as taught in the Product Launch Formula. And so, again, like understanding this four-part sideways sales letter framework from the Launch book and from Product Launch Formula, like it is really the core of the messaging. And it is very adaptable. You can use it in lots of different ways. Jeff talks about how to use it in lots of different media, et cetera, for a product launch formula launch. But also, it's worth noting that it could maybe plug some holes in how you structure your sales messages, even if you're writing a long-form VSL that's not designed to be dripped out through time. However you're structuring sales messages, it can help you become better at that. And because so many of my subscribers and viewers and listeners are doing that very thing, I thought it would be very useful to share it from that perspective. So check out the links in the description. I'll link to Jeff's book on Amazon, as well as the audiobook. I went through the audiobook this time. I have a paperback copy of the first edition, and consuming it whatever way is helpful. Also, I'll include a link to the BTMS Insiders training, the six-step belief shifting framework, which, like I said, you could sit down with that framework and you could sit down with the origin story of the product launch formula in Jeff's book, and you'll see basically line by line how, even though he didn't learn it from me and I didn't learn it from him, how we're really covering the same, six steps there. And he's using it to get buy-in into what's become one of the most successful marketing systems in the world. And I'll also include a link to that original article on how product launch formula guru Jeff Walker is manipulating launch book buyers, because you might find it an entertaining read. Let me know in the comments with this episode, on a scale of 1 to 10, how valuable you found it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you getting out of this? How might you use this going forward? Also, tap that like button before you go, so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. And you can certainly share it with folks directly. And finally, subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, sign up to get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including new episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I'll catch you again in the next episode.
Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.